All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Beryl Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Now, listen, you guys have been with me long enough. Say it with me. And you can be too. Yes, you can. Now, let's just get right at it right now. Okay, look, today is the Sunday of Labor Day weekend. Usually this time every year, we're sitting back just reflecting on the fantastic weekend we've had called Ambition. Ambition 2020 is going to be postponed until September 17th relative to this week. So we got a couple of weeks to go. That means you still have time not only to get registered, but to register your team for the biggest event that our corporate office creates. Guys, you know it's going to be good. Even though it's going to be virtual, it's going to be coming into your home via your computer, your TV set, your any device that you can get on the internet, you know it's going to be good. Corporate office has been working on this event. You're still going to have all the fun, all the excitement, all the events, all the humor, all the surprises. Everything is going to be there. September 17th through the 19th, get into your back office, register for Ambition 2020, September 17th through the 19th. I just had to get there. Because I'm excited about it. But let's backtrack a second. I want to remind you, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. Guys, you know this. You can come to this call every single week and have an expectation to hear something that's going to make a difference in your business right now. And we've been going through a series to help you build your business in 2020, in the new era. And that's going to continue tonight. I'm going to go ahead and introduce our featured speaker, number one income earner in the entire company, one of the top 20 income earners in network marketing worldwide, made over $45 million in Ambit Energy alone. Please welcome to the call, founding national consultant and my dear friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call, sir.
Well, I appreciate that, Bear. I'm on I-20 getting into Dallas and heading down to my ranch. Been traveling all day from Atlanta, so hopefully we won't have any problems. Usually I'm at home on a landline, but I want to acknowledge that today is the Sunday of Labor Day weekend, and people have heard me say for years that, you know, I think God first, family second, and everything else can wait. So I know that there are people that would like to have been on the call today, but they're with their family, enjoying their family, taking a well-deserved break and trying to unwind from all the pressures that have bestowed upon all of us with COVID and economic issues and so on and so forth. So if you have a team member or you know somebody that is not able to get on this call, you can go to topambitleaders.com, click on training, click on Sunday Night Business Builder call, and the call should be posted sometime on Tuesday. Norbert Hennessy. Sounds like somebody's on the speaker line, needs to mute. But Norbert Hennessy is kind enough to distribute the call too on Facebook. So make sure that the call gets distributed, because tonight you're going to have some really, really key information. You know, every Wednesday night we have been doing a Zoom call, a Facebook Live, and we take Zoom and tie it into Facebook Live on the five star group. And I can tell you that if you're not a member of that group, you're not a member of the five-star Ambit Power Team group or a five-star Power Team group, you want to become a member of the group. This was our fourth week. We started out with Holly Martin, talked about the written list. And what's been interesting is this, we call it the Evolution Series. What's been interesting is Evolution Training, and we're talking about a moving, evolving from traditional belly-to-belly, eyeball-to-eyeball networking to online networking. And the first week, Holly Martin talked about building a written list, but how to prospect and build that written list online. And then Jonathan Drew came in and talked about conversion, and Erica Luga came in the third week and talked about, once you've got somebody onboarded, you know, how to get them started. And I think that one of the most important topics is, I was unable to get on the Facebook Live on Wednesday, but I've watched it a couple of times. JQ's covered this past week, and that's about developing culture and developing communication within the group. And I want to take you to the most basic, fundamental human thing that there can be, and that's communication. You know, if you go back to Neanderthal and the beginning of mankind, you know, there were grunts and there were, you know, gestures with the hands, and there were eye movements, and there were expressions on the face. And so mankind has been communicating in different ways since literally the beginning of time, and through multiple different languages. Even in the world today, there's hundreds and hundreds of languages, both written and spoken. And so how we communicate is important. And in network marketing, for years and years and years, going back to the 40s and in the early days of the birth of the industry, and into the development and the legitimization of networking in the 50s, and the evolution and the growth in the 60s and 70s, and, you know, things are always evolving, and how you communicate evolves. You know, back in the day of Dexter Yeager and Bill Britt and Ambit, they had a cassette tape program where you'd buy a cassette tape for $4 or $5, and, you know, it was their way to communicate to the organization. You know, tape of the week, you know, and tape of the week doesn't exist anymore because things evolve. The way we communicate evolved. I want you to think back, and, you know, and some of you might be young enough where you can't think this far back, but Bill Gates wrote a book, and in the book, it talked about this evolution of communicating. I believe it was the first book that Bill Gates wrote. And he talked about a thing called email, and how email was going to dramatically change the way that we communicated. And just think about it in your own life, you know. I can remember in my early business days, you know, I did not have a cell phone. Cell phones were in a bag. They cost a gazillion dollars, and they cost $1, $1.50 per minute to be able to communicate over. And I just couldn't afford it. And the first mobile communication device I had was actually a two-way radio that was patched into a cellular tower. And it, you know, I remember going to a restaurant, talking on that radio, and people just being in amazement that I was able to talk to my office. And then, of course, the cell phone came along, email came along, chat came along. Start to think about how communication, one human being to the other, has changed, to the point that, you know, I've had discussions with a lot of people about their children and how children communicate. You know, my sons are 30 and late 20s. They don't communicate the way I communicated when I was their age. You know, when I was their age, it was verbal communication. Now it's all chat and you know, all these apps that I'm not even familiar with. The little one that I can't even remember the name of it because I'm not on it, but shows you I'm a dinosaur. But, you know, it's just a little quick burst, and then it's gone after 24 hours or so. And you know, YouTube came along, and all the different ways, you know. I can remember bringing my son home when they were young boys, VHS tapes, you know, and remember Blockbuster and those movie rental places where they rented Beta and VHS tapes. And, you know, and the point that I'm trying to make is time has changed. Now we communicate real time and video on Zoom in our business. So as communication has changed, so has the mode of operation or the way that we build the business. And in Jake's call or Facebook Live on Wednesday, talked about MMA, money-making activities. You know, money-making activities are important. You know, you need to don't major in the minors. Major in the majors. you know, what is it Ambit pays us for? Ambit pays us to gather a handful of customers. It's a nickel per customer per month. No one's going to get rich off of that. All you ever have to do is acquire 20 of them and maintain them. So you're going to make a buck a month. And we know there are people making literally hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in Ambit Energy, and a ton of people making, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds. So what do they pay to do us that really remunerates us? And the bottom line is we get paid to help other people gather a handful of customers. And how we communicate, how we take that person through the system, you know, how we bring them into the business, how we work with them when they get into the business has evolved. And if you've been tied into these calls the last 3 weeks, you'll hear me say, because of the pandemic, gasoline has accelerated, been thrown on the fire, if you will, it's accelerated the fact that our business is never going to be the way it was in the past. It's never going to fall back to the traditional way of doing business. Does that mean that we're never going to do in-homes? No, we'll do in-homes again, and we'll do hotel meetings again, and we'll do hotel trainings again. And you know, after Ambition 2021, I'm sure it'll be live again. So, you know, live, belly-to-belly, eyeball-to-eyeball network marketing is going to continue. But forever, trust me on this, forever, in my personal opinion, the way that we develop business, the way that we communicate, the way that we deliver messages, the way that we show the business, the way that we keep people engaged in the business has changed forever. Now, I want you to think, you know, if you're on this call and you weren't involved in a traditional business and your job that, you know, implored Zoom or webinars of some sort, you may never have been familiar with that technology. There are millions upon tens of millions of downloads of the Zoom app on mobile devices and computers that didn't happen previous to February of this year. That has accelerated the way that we communicate. So, you know, what was really, really great about Jake's Facebook Live was he talked about culture. You know, and another interesting thing was he had one person that came into his business in his EC code that produced all five ECs for him to be NC. And I can go down after one NC, after another, after another, after another. Typically, three or four of the people that come into your business to make you NC are going to come out of one leg, and that's because of momentum. And so what I can tell you is that's not unusual. Jamal got into business. He got momentum. He worked hard. He developed a communication tool, plugged in not only the training and how to get started and everything, but there was a culture created. And when that culture was created, what I can tell you is that momentum occurred, and momentum occurred in the Jake Hughes organization, some belly-to-belly. You know, Jake's been building the business for a little over 2 years now, so some belly-to-belly, but an awful lot of it, the majority of it certainly in the last few months, came in online. So without any further ado, Jake, I want to welcome you to the call. I believe it's your first time on the Sunday Business Builder call, so been a little remiss getting somebody of your talent and eloquence on this call. So I want to welcome you on behalf of everybody in Ambit Energy to the call.
Hey, Brian, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
Yes,
I kind of want to just turn the call over to you and kind of let you recap, you know, what you did and as far as the Facebook Live, you know, take 20, 30 minutes as long as you want, kind of go through all those salient points, and then we'll come back and do some question and answer.
Awesome. Well, first of all, I want to thank you. I mean, it's a real honor to be on this call. It's an honor to be a part of this amazing company. Brian, you have literally laid the foundation of Ambit, so it is definitely a true honor. We've had a chance to meet a few times, like on the EC fly-in, and, you know, I've got so many different nuggets and pieces of wisdom from you, so it is truly an honor to be on this call and to be connected with all of you who are listening and will eventually listen to this specific call on building strong communication and culture virtually. And, you know, one of the key points that you were talking about, Brian, was, you know, just the changing business that we're in for obvious reasons, but this actually really represents an evolution of Ambit. This, the ambition, the theme of it is very fitting for what's going on. There's a lot of transitions that are happening because, you know, not only is society changing, but we as people, we're changing, and generations to come will change. So, you know, our message stays the same, but our methods change to kind of meet and connect with who we want to connect with, who we want to prospect, who the eventual people that are coming into our business, the millennials. You know, we talk about the attention span of those, you know, millennials or young people or the generation that's to come, but we have to actually speak to that. So when we talk about evolution, we have to be willing to evolve, right? You know, we have to literally be willing to do things different to get what you never had. You got to do what you never did, right? You got to do some things different. And that is the need for any business, because if you do not change or evolve your business becomes stale, your business eventually fails. And this is something that we really have to focus on. And this is some of the things that I talked about, you know, in the Wednesday Zoom call, which was it was an honor to be on that call and be a part of that and do this training on, building a virtual kind of culture and community and really kind of getting into that and talking about how to build that. The platform that you build that on. What is online culture, right? What are some of the ways to build an online culture and constant team communication, right? Because in order to build, especially now, you know, due to what's going on in society, because we're not able to come together as much, there's still a need for communication and dissemination of information and, you know, training. So these are one of the problems that we face is when it comes to building your team. In order to build a team, there has to be communication. There has to be engagement constantly. And some of us get frustrated, right? It gets frustrating because it's like hard to connect with your team or stay communicative with your team and really, really engage them and really kind of develop your team identity, the your organization, how to help your team members who come on or your partners, I like to call them partners, help them really get an understanding of the business. And this virtual platform, these virtual platforms are kind of ways to do that and, you know, and ways to develop your team, your leaders, how to constantly talk and communicate and give training, give understanding about money-making activities, right? Because, you know, in order to really truly learn things, all of us are like this, we have to constantly be inundated with that same information over and over and over again. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't catch things, you know, when you initially say them. You almost have to bring them back to me. So this platform allows information to constantly be disseminated in order for you to truly regurgitate the information that's given to you. And, you know, that's, you know, one of the ways that you kind of build your team. And also, you know, when you're communicating the same way, it builds a system and the culture. You know, we talked about culture. We talked about what is culture. It's the customs. It's social institutions. It's achievements and recognition of achievements. It's a social group. And social group, it could be a virtual kind of social group when you build that culture. And we talked about that. We talked about when you build systems, you want to plug your person or your team members into that system like a plug into a socket. You're plugging them into information, education, a narrative, a team, in the system. I also kind of talked about the fact that there might be somebody even on this call who may say, well, you know, my upline quit on me, or, you know, I don't have a team, or I'm a one-man band, or whatever. This is actually specifically for you because it starts with you. That your team or your online communication system can start with you. You can create that. You can create that system and plug your people, your partners, your consultants, the people that you want, in your, the people that are in your business, into this communication system. So don't, you know, just think just because you don't have nobody that's doing this, you can't be that one person or be that person to start this. You can revolutionize your whole business, your whole organization, just simply by creating something, an online communication system that communicates with your whole team. And it was the same thing with me, as Brian was talking about, when I kind of told the story about myself and Jamal and how we got started. It started with just a couple of people and a communication platform that, you know, educated and informed our team and really created a unified narrative that duplicated and spread from one person to the next. So we started building momentum based on the foundational narrative within the system, within the online platform that we had created. And I discussed some of those online platforms. And if you have an Android or iPhone, which you are probably on right now, you could get you this online communication system right now. There are several platforms, but I really kind of discussed three of them. There's this platform, online communication platform called Signal, there's one called Telegram, and then the other one, which is the one I use, which is my personal favorite, it's called GroupMe. These are specific kind of applications that you can plug your team into, that you can communicate on this online platform. It's a little different from, let's say, Facebook. Facebook is more open. Even if you have a private Facebook page, it's still a little more, you know, it's not as closed. This online platform is almost like an incubator. Will you have a online Facebook page for your team? Absolutely. Will you be a part of different groups? Absolutely. But I'm more talking about more of an intimate group chat that you can create that can specifically speak to your team moment by moment by moment. Anytime your team has a question, anytime they need information, anytime anything is needed on that moment, that question or that information can be disseminated quickly, right? And not just by you, it's a group education experience. So you're not the only one that's communicating. Somebody from your team is communicating. These platforms divvy up communication. They give quick access to information. You can manage the group easily because it's just a free app that you can get, you know, from your Android or iPhone app store. You can manage it very simply. You can schedule group calls like Zooms and things like that. You can shoot the link right on those platforms. And it develops your group culture, your group identity. And this is one of the things that we talked about on Wednesday, because sometimes people like to be a part of groups, be a part of, you know, identify with certain teams. And I started just asking people to call out the names and of their team. And we have several teams, you know, within Ambit. We have 526. We got the 5-star power team. We got the Ambit autopilots. We team 212. We have new teams. And if you're on this call, you're probably a part of a team too. Your team is developed within this online communication platform, and there's pride in that. There's a sense of connection with that, people like that, which develops kind of like the morale of your team culture as well. So, you know, it's like a private chat room for your small group, You can have as many as you want on this particular platform or any one of these platforms, and you know it's always free. You know, plus they have push notifications if you have the app, and it's SMS capable. Just basically meaning, you know, even if somebody does not have the chat or have that app, even if you did hook that person to the app, they still can get SMS text messaging, which means they'll still get the people who don't have the app can still get messages and still stay plugged in, because the key is being plugged in. Anytime you plug somebody in, they get a charge. There's something that happens. So the key is for as many team members to be plugged into that chat as possible. So I kind of talked about the way that you funnel this, you know, because there's a way that you funnel this. There's steps, and the first step is to decide which platform you want to use. From there, you just use the way that you add team members. You add new team members to the group as people prospect, as you prospect those members that come onto your team through your ways of prospecting and conversion and onboarding, right? You add consultants to this group chat. You add ambit-specific information and education to the group chat, which is really good because these group chats allow you to store information, ambit-specific or, you know, whatever information to the group chat. You can schedule training calls and Zooms and BPs from this platform. You can promote events. One of the things that we're really pushing on the group chat that I'm on for GroupMe is ambition. We're strategizing and really, really trying to get as many team members as possible registered for ambition. And everybody who's a part of the platform and part of the group sees these notifications, and we have people who are signing up for ambition. So, these group chats promote the overall goal of Ambit as a whole. And it funnels into the entire Ambit model, the entire Ambit culture, the what we want to do. Ambit works together, like those kind of things. We promote. We promote events. We constantly communicate, develop the team name, we develop the identity. And from developing the culture, the communication and identity, those who really engage and plug in, they are kind of identified, right? Because you want to kind of pinpoint your leaders or your pillars or those who are involved or heavily involved and the culture and the building of the team, of that platform, right? So those who show up, those who get, involve themselves in trainings and meetings, those who like, and so this is a a new age thing, liking comments, right? One of the things I tell people is you always like people's comments, because they want to feel like they're involved. So like their comments. Those who ask questions and engage and answer questions, those who execute strategies, the MMAs, those who promote and push, others on the group, those who stay positive are actually identified as your leaders. And you recognize those people. You communicate with them. You connect them with information, and you communicate with them so they can connect others to the communication, because they're the ones that spread the narrative. So these virtual communication systems educate, they motivate, and from the motivation and education, duplication happens from that. And these are the benefits of this platform. Your team members feel involved. We talk about social pressure and accountability, positive social pressure, meaning when, you strategize or you create goals, the team and the platform holds team members accountable for the goals that we create on these platforms. There's a sense of connection to these platforms. So obviously with a sense of connection, there's this phenomenon called FOMO, which means the fear of missing out. I don't want not to be a part of, this team unity. I want to be a part of this momentum that's created. I want to promote like others who I'm seeing, you know, on this system. There is motivation and promotion. You know, as you stay consistent with the building of the platform and of the team within, you know, this platform, you'll see a lot of promotion on the team because there's a lot of strategies, a lot of goals that are created through this team, through this culture. So you'll see a lot of promotion, collective community goals. Talked about, you know, with me and Jamal, and one of the things that we had done to kind of build a stronger customer base and a consistent customer flow amongst our team. So we created a collective community goal to try to increase our metrics on customer gathering. It was very, very important to us. And as you know, it should be important to anybody who's a part of Ambit Energy because customers are king, really. You know, we want to be effective and efficient and diverse in ways that we gather customers. And again, with this platform, leaders are developed because, again, this platform is an incubator for leaders. It incubates and cultivates, motivates those who want to be leaders. And it's almost like a test run on how, you know, they do, you know, within the construct of our team and the growth and the development of our team. Because if they're consistent within the construct of our team or our platform, if they help build, if they help others, if they do, you know, extra, if they help to facilitate trainings, if they add value to the team, guess what they're going to help do with Ambit as a whole, right? With Ambit as, because they want to be leaders, they have a desire to grow their organization and be an example for not just their specific team, but Ambit as a whole. We have a lot of leaders that have developed from that. Plus there's a recognition platform, recognition, you know, the platform itself is recognition, you know, because we recognize those people who are doing the work, you know, from the people who, from the person who put in their first customer from, you know, to the person who fast tracked to regional or senior or those that fast track to executive. We recognize the people who are, you know, moving and staying consistent within the system. And because of that, because we recognize those people, it causes others to want that same recognition, which is duplication in itself. Because, you know, we talk about systematic duplication, but we don't talk about narrative duplication. Narrative, we don't just do the same thing. We also almost our narrative when it comes to ways of promoting it duplicates also. And just as a quick example of that, we really had a strong desire to fast track. And just to be honest, when it came to a lot of our promotions in our team, we wanted to kind of move quickly. You know, not to say that if you move slower it's a bad thing. We just wanted to create a particular speed type narrative. And because we had agreement through the chat, through that platform, and people that were actually executing it, that duplication happened. Other people fast-tracked, other people moved, other people executed. We were able to accomplish a lot of things super quick. You know, like Brian said, within a span of 2 years, was able to promote to a national consultant, which just basically means it was a lot of people had to fast-track, you know, for me to even get to national, and I'm very grateful for everyone who's involved in our chat, in our platform, in what we were doing to cause that accelerated promotion. It took a lot of agreement. It took a lot of goal setting. It took a lot of continual consistency in the proven system itself. So, you know, these are the things that caused our group to go to the next level. And we used some social things like memes and you know, positivity and pictures and things that connected with the identity of our team, which I talked a lot about. The Ambit Indy Crew is a team out of Indianapolis that really, you know, went super quick and actually, you know, engaged strongly into our system. And like Brian said, we were involved. We started off with a mixture of online and face-to-face presentations and online trainings to face-to-face trainings. And when, you know, the COVID and the pandemic and everything kind of hit, right, we already had systems in place to where we could just streamline everything online. We had the group chat already. We had our trainings. We had VPs. We had things in place. So it was super simple for us to transition. And actually, it caused an even greater push, a greater movement. Because we were able to access more prospects, we were able to disseminate information quicker, and promotion happened at an even greater level. And as a matter of fact, and I to be honest with you, I give all props to my team and how we worked, and you know, the fact that I even promoted during the pandemic was an even greater testament to the system that was built. So. That was what, these are just some of the things and some of the benefits of what we were able to create. But remember this, those who plug in tend to be more successful. Those that execute at a higher level, you know, build bigger organizations, those that plug in promote quicker. So plugging into this group chat system, engaging and executing this system, this what we're doing on this chat, and staying positive at all times, it has a tendency to cause a greater momentum and builds the culture. And as I said before, culture isn't just one aspect of the game. It literally is the game. You know, building a culture can literally cause momentum from one person, and that is the power of building culture and communication and consistency through having a strong system. So, yeah, that was pretty much what we discussed. And if you kind of have any questions, I'll answer anything that you have. Brian?
Yeah, I really appreciate that. You know, I think for a lot of people, you know, I know Erica touched on this, you've touched on it. I want to reemphasize for everybody on the call that, you know, you can tie into, you know, people that are out there. You know, there's a lot of Zoom business presentations going on. There's a lot of trainings going on. There's a, you know, just a whole multitude of different things that you can tie into. But at the end of the day, you know, if your goal in Ambit Energy is to, you know, build a large organization, you know, make $5,000, $10,000, $50,000 a month, you've got to become your own team leader, you know, so you're developing your own chat groups, you're developing your own training, you're developing your methodologies for your group. And even though there's a highway to go down, I'm on a highway right now, it's four lanes wide, you know. You can get in any lane you want to get in, and you can go whatever speed you want to go in. There's, you know, but it all takes you in the same direction. So one of the things I really appreciated, Jake, was, you know, the speed of promotion is very much aligned with and coupled with momentum, you know, and a lot of people, you know, and I've taught on this for years, strategy, you know, speed versus strategy, you know, where people want to strategize about, you know, how the group's going to build and, you know, who they think the leader's going to be, this, that, and the other thing. Go wide, go fast, work with people that deserve your time, not need your time. And one of the things that Erica said last week, and I'd like you to comment on, is not everybody's going to join the chat, right? Not everybody that joins the chat is going to participate in the chat. So talk a little bit about how you use participation to kind of gauge who gets your personal time.
Absolutely. Yeah. There, you know, it's almost like church, Brian. 80% of the productivity is 20% of the members, right? So I gauge it based on, and we all gauge it as a team. So we gauge it on the productivity, those who actually are executing, and you can kind of correlate the what you see on the chat with what you see in your power zone. So for me, I kind of watch what I see on the power zone, because people who are commenting or are positive have a tendency to have certain numbers on your chat. My goal a lot of times is to try to identify those who really, really want to work the business. And if you're commenting, if you're asking questions, if you're, you know, liking posts, then obviously you're a person that really, really wants to work the business. And does everybody do that? No. it's sometimes like pulling teeth. If they don't want to do it, I'm not the type of person that forces people. And to be honest with you, Brian, there's some people that, you know, almost get tired of the constant notifications. And so we have the mute feature, but some people will disconnect from the chat totally, and I'm fine with that. The chat is really for those people who want to work the business and want to be a part of a system of communication that can help them build. So they actually, you really see those people who want to do it, want to work their business or build their organization or be a part of what we're doing, because they're liking posts, they're commenting, they're asking questions. And then you can then see that in the numbers for that particular person, or, you know, those people who are doing that. You can tell, you can go on your power zone, which I will kind of just throw in a quick plug for getting to know your power zone and really getting on there and being knowledgeable about how to go into the quick link section and go into looking at your consultant reports and looking at, you know, you have to be knowledgeable. If we're talking about evolution, you have to be in the know of what's going on, because the more you know, the more you can strategize on how to build in a better way. And, you know, that's kind of how I do it and how we've done it in the past. We look at those people who are showing up to the training calls, and, you know, that they're executing, they're spending time in the day. Some, you know, I'm gonna tell you something, Brian, some people even take pictures of themselves, you know, at their desk or at Starbucks, you know, meeting a prospect, or at their table, writing down, you know, names and making their list, and you know, calling customers. I'm calling customers and I'm doing this, and we promote that. We promote the positivity of it, because those who are actively engaging in that and doing that and start staying consistent with that are those that tend to be they tend to be successful. And on top of that, there's a duplication in that. So when you see one person doing that, it causes some and gain success from that, it causes others to do that. And again, we only are identifying those that want it. You know, like you said, Brian, priority people and part-time people. You never want to prioritize a person that only considers you or this business part-time. You know, and this is a part-time business, and I don't want to, you know, downplay those people who put you know make this business part-time, because some people have jobs. But I'm talking about that the person that people that really want to plug in comparison and correlation with those people that will take, you know, 2 weeks off and then come back in like nothing has ever happened. You know, I have a little, you know, issue with that personally, but it's just me. You know, you got to, if you want to work the business, be consistent with the business, communicate. We have a chat to where you can literally give me a call or, you know, or hit up the chat or whatever. Use what you have, utilize the tools that you have. And we basically focus on those people who, you know, not only want to use the tools, but actually use the tools and communicate. Right.
Yeah, I had to take you off of mute. I don't know if I have background noise in this car, but you know, it goes back to working with people that deserve your time and not need your time. And you know, people that are casual about the business, which is fine. You know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of demands, and they got into the business to make $300 or $400 or $500 a month. There's really casual. You know, if you're casual about the business, you're going to have a casual income, and the probability of having an income at all is highly reduced. If you're serious about the business, whether it's 5 hours a week or 10 hours a week or 60, 80 hours a week, like you're doing, or maybe even more, I don't know, but you're pretty serious about the business, then what happens is you're going to promote quickly like you did. You're going to have people in your organization promoting quickly. And when people are promoting, they're making money. And when people are making money, you know, action will take out a doubt. Doubt will take out action. Mm-hmm. So if you're casual and spare time and la-di-da, la-di-da, you know, you have doubt because you're not making any money, because you're not putting the time in. You're not putting the work in. You know, if you're not casual about the business, you're serious about the business, and you're focused on the business, and that does not mean 60 hours a week or 80 hours a week. Maybe it means for you 10 hours a week or 15 hours a week or whatever. But, you know, the more you put into something, the higher the probability, and over time, the more you're going to get out of the business. And you know, what one of the things that Jonathan said at the end of the Facebook Live was that, you know, he has two chat groups, one that's customer concentric, where somebody has a question about a bill or whatever, he can go in and grab the information. Some leader can hop in there and help them with something they might not understand. And then the other, you know, does all the rest of it. And I don't wonder if maybe even there's a third or fourth chat group. But what I'd like you to talk about lastly is you get somebody started in the business, how do you get somebody on chat? How do you get them engaged? And what sort of issues around getting them into the chat group are there?
That's a very, very good question. What I basically do is I use my team, those people who are developing as leaders. For example, I always use the connection between myself and Jamal. It started with that kind of agreement, even when it came to the chat. We started the chat. He came in on the chat, and then, I mean, all he pretty much did was invited the consultants that he was bringing in and I was bringing in, we were bringing in to that chat. And you add them through, and this is just a basic kind of technical thing, you add them through their phone number. Okay, so anybody that has a telephone number can be added to the group chat. And it's very, very important that when you add anybody to a group chat, there is a kind of like a rally, like a hey, welcome such and such to the team. We welcome a new member to the team, you know, we then basically kind of say, you know, the other people that are on the chat, they welcome them as well. Hey, welcome to the team. You're part of a great team. Welcome to the team. It's the endorphins and the positivity, you know, gives that person a sense of involvement. From there, this is one of kind of the things that Erica talked about. There are some onboarding things that a person who comes onto a chat has to kind of connect with, plugging in being one of them. So, you know, that the plugging in aspect is an onboarding variable. Like, you know, if we're talking about onboarding, you need to plug in. That's the first thing. First thing when onboarding is plugging in. So you're plugging into the chat, you know, you're plugging into the Facebook, group that you have, right? You're plugging into, you're getting them plugged in. You're welcoming them on that chat. And you get, and again, it's the team members that are already on there that also engage in this kind of welcoming and bringing them on. So that person comes on, they're welcome to the team, and you know, everybody else kind of welcomes them at the same time. You can connect them with their telephone number through their telephone number. And then from there, it's all about the execution of that particular the particular strategies that that team is that team has. For example, we want to have a person that comes on to the group. We want to give them some materials and make sure that they go on and get the videos or the materials and be specific that will give them an education about, you know, the business. On top of that, we want to make sure that they're making their list. We want to know that they're serious. So if you're serious, you're going to make a list in some way, shape, or form. Now, whether it be on paper or whether it be from your phone, you may notate it in your phone, create a list. You want to create your list. You want to that's also a part of onboarding, but that narrative is then disseminated right on the group chat because everybody has done it. We're identifying those people who really want to work the business, want to grow their organization and be connected. So those that really kind of execute those strategies, and again, like Erica was talking about, those are the people that generally gain success quicker, because the quicker you execute those strategies, the quicker your success will be. Again, it's on your time. But we have a lot of people that execute those strategies super quick because we have so many successful individuals that have done things super quick. They're the example, which causes a quicker type of duplication challenges that we face. And we face a lot of challenges. Some people don't want to, execute the strategy. Some people will, you know, they'll come in and then they'll you know, kind of just sit there. Another thing too, and I'm just speaking on the challenges that we face. There always has to be almost like a group thing, because you get a lot with it being that kind of chat, like a secret or whatever chat or group me or whatever. You get comments of all kinds, so there almost has to be a cultural rule. Like, for example, there's no profanity on this page, you know, I mean, or we only promote positivity on this specific site, on this particular platform. So don't come with the negative or, you know, the negative banter. We don't promote that. So you want to create kind of like a cultural kind of rule or whatever that people can kind of follow or a standard. Or we promote professionalism on our chat. You know, that is super, super important. Professionalism, education, information. We promote that. We don't promote, you know, my dog's, you know, my dog, I took my dog out today and, you know, I took her out for a couple hours and, you know, she ran around and she came back in the house and she licked my face. And we're not talking about that on this chat. We're not promoting those things. Yeah, we want to. Yeah, so that's kind of how we are with it. Yeah, Brian.
Well, yeah, I want to encourage everybody that might have some new people on the call. You can go to Facebook if you're not on Facebook. Very easy, free. Join Facebook and go to 5-Star Power Team and request to join the group. One of the administrators will accept in relatively short order. And then if you want to listen to the Facebook Lives, and there's been 4 of them in this Evolution Training Series, you'll see a button on your cell phone up at the top that says Unit or Units. Click on that and then go to Unit 7, and you'll see them all there. Or you can look at the feed. Jake's Facebook Lives right at the top of the feed. I mean, you can scroll down the feed if you want to, but if you'll go, make sure you join. That's where we're doing all the Facebook Lives. We're doing them on Zoom, but that's where they're being broadcast, and that's where they're being archived. And then whoever's on the Wednesday night call, just like Jake was last Wednesday, gets on the Sunday night call. Sunday night calls are at topambitleaders.com. Click on training. Click on Sunday night business builder calls. and they're usually up by Tuesday. So you can go back to the last three Sunday night business builder calls. I highly recommend that you go and watch the Facebook Live once or twice, then listen to Sunday business builder call. I might fill in some of the, put a little meat on the bones for you and mean more to you after you see it. All the presentations, all the PowerPoint presentations that were used by on Facebook Lives are all there as well. And so you can make notes from them. This is a 6-week series. So we're 4 weeks down. We've got two more weeks to go. The last one will be the Wednesday before Ambition Weekend. And then we're going to go from there. You know, maybe we'll start drilling down on some of this stuff and giving some people some more meat and potatoes. But again, five-star power team, all kinds of training modules, unit number one, you know, basically walks you through getting a new person started, and a lot of information there. And so, you know, Jonathan Drew has done a great job developing that site. It's when it comes to learning how to build online and transitioning to that, which I'm going through and a lot of people on this call are going through. But, you know, Jake went through it too. Jonathan had to do it. He was in Michigan. And he used to run over to Indiana and try to get people on board. And, you know, the people that have become hybrid, you know, if you listen to last week's call, what you'll find is, you know, 4 or 5 years in the business, traditional, pandemic comes along, started to transition, blowing it out, bigger, better, faster, making more money doing things online. So, you know, would you rather run across town and have a no-show, or would you rather have sit in your living room, ask somebody to come to Zoom, and when they no-show, you pull the computer up and get on with inviting somebody else to look? So, Jake, I want to thank you for getting on the call. I want to thank everybody for hanging in with us tonight. We went a little bit longer than normal, but for a very, very good reason. Great information. So, with that, Bear, if you'd open it up and let everybody say goodnight and thank Jake for getting on, I would appreciate it.
Absolutely. Welcome, Jake Hughes. Glad you were on the call tonight. And this is your first time on the call. I want you to experience the people on the call listening to you and saying thank you. So hold on a second. Folks, you guys have a great weekend. Hold on a moment.